Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It came to light Friday afternoon that the Bears had a conversation with the mayor of Naperville. Is it Scott Worley? The newly elected mayor of Naperville, who I think was advocating for his city and his county to try and say, hey, are you guys totally committed to this Arlington Heights thing? Or is there something that might be going on that might open the door for someone else? And the thing that surprised me, it wasn't that the Bears took meetings with a mayor of another municipality. They should. And every mayor that thinks that they have a shot should try to court the Bears. It surprised me that we got kind of a full-throated message sent out from the Bears. Like them being like, yeah, we still have a relationship with Arlington Park, but it is not like our sole priority.
Well, that tells you what this is. That gives away the game, because we know that it's still likely that they're going to build their everything at Arlington Park. That's still likely. But that tax bill is onerous, because when they lay out their plans and they say, this is what we have here, and now the assessor can look at it and say, well, you know, there's still buildings there. Those buildings have value. They haven't torn down the buildings yet.
So they're doing that as we speak.
Well, once they get, that'll lower the tax bill, right? Because then it'll just be open land at that point. It'll be a different, and the Bears own the land. The land's not going to get any less valuable. So that's an asset.
Well, no, in fact, that means the land gets more valuable because the Bears failed to realize the power of their public good, except when we all know that when you're going to revitalize an area, what does that really mean? Adding value. Right now, it's inoperable, so therefore it doesn't have as much value. The surprising piece of this is that because of the hiring process and hiring Kevin Warren after they had already said to everybody that Arlington Heights was their sole focus, is that now you've hired the guy with experience midway through the process and you're having to go through the bidding war retroactively. That's the issue here. I don't mind the Bears doing what they're doing, but understand that when everybody knows the value of your team as a public good and what that means for an area, and you know it too, it's why it's happening. You got to pay the price for that somewhere. And that means that you've, yes, added a lot of value to a piece of land.
And now they want cost certainty, which means they want tax breaks.
Right, which
they
is
want subsidies.
Which is what we expected in the first place. So like when people were wringing their hands about the Bears leaving Chicago, I was saying, well, you're probably still going to have to pay for it because Arlington Heights resides in the county of Cook. Mm-hmm. And so now you're seeing that play out where the county politics, city politics, state politics are playing out in a way that I think allow for the Bears to go shopping a little bit. That I do think that there might be some people who are willing to bend in DuPage and Will, where Naperville resides. And I think they might find some of the, a little bit more, how can I put this? More business-friendly politicians at the county level in DuPage and Will than in Cook.
Well, let's listen to this.
I also don't think that the Naperville thing, I think it's a actually a better idea than Arlington Heights. Well, but
let's hear what Mark Gannis had to say. He's a sports business expert who understands some of the Chicago political aspects too. Works for Sportico, and he was on with Mully and Haw this morning, having thoughts.
What's happening is, unfortunately, what happens in Cook County and Illinois with our political system and our wonderful politicians far too frequently. What you had was you have a bunch of parties that are trying to make their bones on the backs of the Bears politically. They're trying to say, well, if the Bears want this, we're going to charge them through the nose for that. And we're going to take the property taxes. And, you know, this thing that we could that was paying that Churchill Downs was paying $2 million a year for. And we're going to say they have to pay double digit millions. And that's just to start. That's before they put $2 or $3 billion stadium into the ground and before they put any of the other ancillary development in the ground, which they won't ever be able to move. And they're setting it up so that the advantages that Arlington Heights has had, they are quickly dissipating. They're taking something that was a gift to the northern suburbs and to Cook County, and they are making and they are, by their own actions, and again, this is just politics in Cook County and the toxic environment we have here, very selfish environment, they are taking that and they're really, I won't say destroying it, but they are reducing it dramatically to the point where all those great advantages that Arlington Heights has had, they've reduced to the point where the Bears are going to talk to other communities.
This should have happened to begin with, probably.
Before they actually closed on that property.
Correct. That's usually when that happens. And typically you do things like if people want to stay somewhere, I've talked about this before, you take it to a ballot or there is some sort of bidding war that goes on between municipalities to try to do this. But that's now all out of order.
Right. And
like we know where your cards are.
Well, yes, but the Bears could look at it and say, it'd be worth it for us to eat the $200 million or whatever we would get on the resale value to build in the place that they want to build and get the subsequent tax breaks that they've been wanting. So that I'm very clear about this, I don't like public money for private business. Okay, like that's my own personal view.
The truth is, anybody who has written about this and actually looked at the math, as I know you have, that the promises of these massive inflated promises of what it's going to do for
the
economic engine, the
trickle down economics of it,
it's always misstated.
Yes,
it just depends. It's more likely to be correct via sample size of event. So, for example, Wrigley is one of the real examples where it's worked. Put it downtown, make it accessible, make it viable year-round.
81 games and concerts.
And you know you've got that guaranteed. So Wrigley is one of the examples. Now, we obviously know how that money breaks down in the Ricketts family and how they own Wrigley, right?
Well, so also remember, they tried to get an easement on the amusement tax.
But
remember how that happened.
You're always going to try. Like they have that money, they have the attorneys, they have the machine. You always try because you're a public good, right? So you try. And that typically happens before you buy the land. Like part of the reason you went pot committed on this is because you decided that was the most favorable location. I don't necessarily know about the toxicity of the politics via what Mark Gannis is discussing of that nature. All I know is the Bears have increased the value of that property. However, until they make the playoffs, you're still only talking about 8 or 9 games that you know are going to be there.
Yeah, but if you build a facility that can house other things, there can be tournament site.
Yeah,
you know.
Agreed. I was going to get to that. And an excellent example, actually, is what you saw play out at Soldier Field over the weekend, where because it is the lowest capacity stadium in the NFL, you didn't sell as many tickets for it either. So there's that piece of it that you can even see it play out in that manner and what we saw happen over the weekend. Like that, in theory, you would be selling perhaps even 20,000 more seats to Taylor Swift over the weekend per night if you had a traditional NFL capacity stadium. I mean, there's all these different ways where you can see it play out real time. I don't mind Naperville entering the chat.
I don't either. I actually think that if you're asking me to choose, like, My choice would be Naperville over Arlington Heights. And I know the people out in Naperville, like, where the hell are you going to build it? And I mean, there are some places on Deal Road where you could, they could find the space for it. Like, I don't think that that's really the issue, but I think, like, just from a fundamental standpoint, Naperville makes more sense because you have 355 and Route 59 and 88. You have all of these places that converge.
And 90 even can.
You know, sure. And you have less of a. One of my issues with Arlington Heights is that you're always going to be running into O'Hare. That O'Hare is going to play a role in what your Bears Sunday is. Where Naperville, that's lesser. It's not completely out, but it's lesser than what it would be. I also think that Naperville itself has the infrastructure available to it. And now we start talking about population density.
I mean, Naperville's got its own viable downtown. Don't forget.
It's the fourth largest city in the state. Doesn't it span two counties, technically?
Yeah, it's in DuPage and Will. And its neighbor is the second largest city.
In Aurora.
Yes. And then you have Joliet, which is right down the street, which I think is either the fifth or the sixth largest city. So there's a population density in Naperville that if you're the Bears, you can look at and hold up and go, I mean, not that they necessarily care about people coming to games because the NFL doesn't really care about that. They care about television contracts. But that, to me, makes more sense than what they would have to do to get Arlington Heights to where they want it, to make it easy for people to get in and out of games.
The Bears are having a very common problem. They are dealing with property taxes on a property they bought. I would wager that there's a lot of people listening who have the same common problem. But the difference is, I think everybody else probably knows that they can afford it in a certain way that the Bears might not be able to, given how much money they might have for the project and how much liquid they have.
Well,
I mean, credit too, even with the evaluations that Forbes rolled in with gambling, because I think this all started because Soldier Field refused to listen to building a sports book on site.
Well, there's capacity issues in Soldier Field too. You can't, like, we talked with Lee Bay about this. There's just nothing to do.
Right.
You can't build any more over there. There are landmarks, there are historic landmarks. There's the police and fire landmark that's behind. There's no place to go if you were trying to make an argument that you could expand Soldier Field. There's literally no place to go.
We're also still on the hook for over $600 million as a municipality, all of us.
But it's also more so for the Bears about owning the land that's the everything else. The stadium becomes almost incidental when they're looking at a real estate deal that is going to afford them, you know, hotels and residential and commercial
and parking
offices. I mean, there's so much that's going to be involved there.
Dodger Stadium is a good example of that. Remember when the Dodgers got sold? One of the biggest holdups in the process was the estimated value of the parking lot surrounding Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, but the Dodger Stadium thing, like, that's haunted property. Like, if some of the documentaries on Chavez Ravine and what happened to the people who live there and how they were
forcibly relocated,
moved out of the way so that that place could be built.
It was like eminent domain.
Yeah. It's really horrible. Like, it has a horrible history. But with this thing, whether it's Naperville or Arlington Heights, I'm good with them exploring all of it. And I think that it's a better business move to, instead of being like, well, maybe this isn't perfect, but we've already committed to this with $200 million. Instead of saying, well, now we're going to commit $6 billion, whatever the number is, $6 billion to this project in a place that we don't like, versus is it possible that we could get some of this stuff subsidized and be in a place that maybe doesn't have as much land, but we're going to get everything that we want out of all of this? It makes sense to at least take a look around and see what you got.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.